Making a difference in our community with his award-winning designs and home building, this is Doug Terry. Doug, thanks for being a community builder. Okay, Doug, first question here that I'd like to ask you is, why do you feel it's important to give back to the community?
Well, I guess I'd have to go all the way back to Algonquin Park and when we were kids. But Dad and Mom used to take us out to Algonquin every summer canoeing. That was our summer holiday. And we'd be going on pretty long trips. And you'd get out there and you'd be paddling for a couple hours and start to get tired. And then, you know, you'd be going and Dad, you'd say, Dad, I need a break. And he'd say, well, here, switch, because the change is just as good as a rest. And you'd move to the other side, paddle on the other side. And then eventually the juicy fruit gum comes up behind you. And that was your reward, right? And then you'd get to the campsite and there'd be a mess there from some previous campers. And he would make us clean it up, even though it wasn't our mess. And he says, you always leave a campsite better than you found it. See, and so that's just been grained into us. And then when we look and see as adults what it means to give back to the community, and my siblings are wired the same way, right? And you see the trails that we've worked on and what a quality of life difference it means to everybody, and how, you know, when you have the opportunity to give this, what it means to the community, to make it a better community, a healthier community, and just, it's just a wonderful feeling to see people using the trails and some of the other things we've done and knowing how much it means to folks that are able to use it. So we're blessed to have the opportunity to be able to do it.
Second question, Doug, what's your favorite part about not only working in St. Thomas, but living here as well?
Oh, you know, it's just got a wonderful vibe to it now that I think it's just continuing to grow. It's a caring community, but it's also one that you've got things where you can do for any walk of life, and that's, I guess, part of what, when we set out to do the trails and some of the other things we still want to accomplish, is that it doesn't matter if you have money or don't have money, or if you've got a disability or you're perfectly fit, that there's things available for everyone. To make just a better society overall, because it's just friendlier and it's just nicer to be in, you know. I've done being around big cities and I just almost get claustrophobic. I can't wait to get back home.
Question three, Doug. And this could be anything. It could be health related. It could be whatever. But what has been one of the biggest challenges you've faced?
I think originally we were out there pretty early on about wanting to do this type of stuff, and others weren't maybe quite ready for it yet, especially on the trails and that sort of thing. But we stuck to it, and Erica at the health unit's been a phenomenal partner to work with for helping us to share the vision. And of course, Hayhoe Homes came on with Doug Terry fairly early on in the process after that whole trail system was figured out for where they wanted it to go. But it was just getting initial buy-in for folks that, you know, hadn't really seen the vision yet. That would be number one. But the catalyst really for us, because I really like riding my bike, and I just got scared about being out on the roads anymore, because people are just crazy when they're out on the roads. That would be the one downside I find, is that folks aren't really very kind to cyclists. They can pass you pretty close, and it can be a little bit unnerving, because you know if you have a little bit of a spill there, you're in serious trouble. So the fact that we were able to get all these trails in place and have a really safe ride for people, that, you know, you can not just walk but ride, or you know, use your skateboard or however your means of transportation is. One of my favorite ones was actually out around the Lake Margaret Trail after we put it in. And we got a couple of complaints from people saying about how, you know, paved paradise here. But I saw this lady, and she was in her motorized scooter there, and she had her dog in the front little piece where you'd put your like the little cage where you put your groceries, and her and her dog were bombing around the lake, and it was just like, that's exactly who we're aiming this thing for, is to be able to have people like that be able to enjoy it. So the payoff is phenomenal.
Yeah, good answer. And one last question, Doug. This may be the toughest one for you, because you contributed a lot to life here in St. Thomas. But is there one accomplishment that you're most proud of?
Can I say that I've got one still on the burner as well, and I'll go with two. The first one is Project Hope was a pretty remarkable achievement, you know, to do a net zero ready home in effectively 39 hours and be done. That was just incredible. 600 plus volunteers from across the city came together to pull something that was just completely magic together. And I'll forever be proud of that. And hopefully we can show everybody the film now that it's done. You just have to figure out how to do it. Maybe have to do an outdoor screening and put on some big speakers, I guess. The other one is still in the queue, and something I'm very passionate that we have to do is we have to deal with the low-income housing and at-risk families and the homeless population issue. And that's our project. It's called Tiny Hope. And we're still plugging away on it. It's had a couple of setbacks. Of course, COVID has really had us have to, you know, put it on the back burner for a little bit and concentrate on other things for the moment. But it has to happen. We have to deal with the housing crisis in St. Thomas, and we're working with the YWCA to hopefully bring this project forward. And if we are able to do this project, which I'm very hopeful about, I'll be really honored to be part of that. That's just so needed.
You can listen to all our community builders at stthomastoday.ca.